The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AnimalsConsumerAccess.org and refinance. Total refinancing charge may be higher for life of the loan.
Portions of this edition of The Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. And as well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all of which are ready right now to serve your automotive needs. So if you're considering purchase of a new or a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. And you can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Kroah Show.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hey, how are you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to this hour of the Don Kroah Show. You got it, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. Always good to get together, talk about issues of the day. Especially on these Monday afternoons at this time when we try to really focus in on and remind ourselves that much of the world, much of the world of faith and religion is under adversity and attack as never before. In July, USERF, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, released two new reports. One, an updated report on religious repression titled Religious Freedom in Iran 2022. And the second issue, Religious Propaganda in Iran. Well, joining us to talk about it, Luann Sabatier, Director of Communications at 21 Wilberforce. And by the way, I don't want to ever assume that folks, I know that group, whoever it may be. We like to make sure you know these are sources and resources for you that that really merit your attention, and we really like to kind of emphasize that. 21 Wilberforce mission statement is defending freedom and working together to challenge oppression and stand with the persecuted. And Luann, it's good to be joined by you and talk with you again. Thanks for taking time to be here today.
Thank you, Don, and welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back. A little frayed around the edges, but that's all right. That'll wear off. Well, look, among the things revealed in this report is the reality that Iran's not fulfilling its international obligations. Elaborate on that point and maybe some of the specific things that are happening at the hands of the brutal Iranian government.
Well, you know, they are violating and failing to protect the rights of religious minorities, particularly the Christians and the Baha'is. But let's also say that Christians are noted as not the official religion of the Iranian government is Muslim, but they do recognize Christians. But that said, let me tell you some things that are happening with increasing severity. Christians are arbitrarily arrested, and they're being charged for national security crimes and sentenced without a trial. Christian peaceful religious activities like meeting together are monitored. They're regularly disrupted by the state. And again, they're saying it's national security. Converts to Christianity are persecuted because of their decision to leave Islam. And Christians' children are forced to receive Islamic religious education. And another thing, Christians cannot inherit from Muslims, and they have restricted access to higher education and public employment. So if you factor all of them, those things together, basically, they can't do anything. They can barely exist in Iran.
And also, as you've alluded, promoting religion, one's own religion is a protected right under international law. And secondly, the Iranian government maintains that, look, if it's a religious minority that they're recognizing officially, then they're free to exercise their religion and even have representation in parliament. And yet that's far from the case with specific cases. Tell us about that.
Well, that's true, Don. So basically what they're doing is it's like many, many other countries. But by the way, let's mention that Iran is number 7 out of 76 countries reported on by Open Doors, number 7 on the list for how they're targeting Christians. But basically, they have laws on the books. But then the reality is they're running propaganda campaigns. They're targeting for promoting faith. And furthermore, they're just not providing equal protection under the law. So it's one thing what they're saying, but quite the opposite of actuality. And what's interesting is you always think, and we talk about this, Don, that it can't get worse, but it seems at times to be getting worse. They're reacting to what's happening in that region and around the world, I think with fear, and so they crack down more.
And that's, by the way, for folks, we've mentioned this before, it's not simply directed at Christians, but as you've mentioned, other religious groups being persecuted, even certain Muslim groups and Jews and Baha'is. Talk just for a moment about that.
Yes. Really, the in Iran, the religious repression is impacting the Baha'is, who are not recognized as being able to, as a faith, Christian converts, Sunnis, and Sufis are facing violations. So it's the Shia. Everything is Shia Muslims, the law, the courts, the education system, the official. So if you're another type of Muslim, a Sunni or a Sufi, if you're a Christian or a Christian convert, or you're Baha'i or Jewish or Jehovah Witness, all of those are faced with repression, widespread repression, and whatever is happening, even in their own homes, in the underground house churches. We've talked about Iran Alive and things like that, but they're really monitoring them closely.
Well, in this last moment, are there any positive developments, and what can listeners do, as always, to not just learn about these issues, but do something to help?
Okay, I've got something new for you today. Positive developments in actuality, that God is not dead. So the positive development is the spirit may be dampened, but the church and the faith, and particularly the Christian faith, is growing there. So one of the ways you can learn, a very legitimate organization is called Article 18. And when you go to the site, don't put the number. Spell it all out. Article18.com. It is founded out of London. It is Christians around the world that are working together on issues in Iran. And they have ways where you can adopt a prisoner. They have ways where you can pray, sign a petition, a lot of ways to stay informed and get involved. It's called article18.com.
Excellent. And be sure, as Luann just said, to spell both words out completely, article18.com. Luann, as always, helpful to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Again, that's Luann Sabatier, Director of Communications at 21 Wilberforce, committed to defending freedom, working together to challenge oppression and stand with the persecuted. And you can check their work out at their own website, 21wilberforce.org. And also they have another website that they recommend, 21wfreedom.center. Stay with us. We have a lot more to share coming right up.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Had to cut back recently? Well, then listen up. The free Upside app wants to get you back to living your best life by getting you cash back on gas and food. It's time to stop compromising. Go grab dinner with friends, stock up at the grocery store, and fill up your tank without worrying about high gas prices. You shouldn't have to cut back just because of inflation. Stop compromising and start earning cash back. The free Upside app is here to help get you back to enjoying your everyday life, worry-free. Download Upside and start earning cash back on gas and food today. Download the free Upside app and use promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 on the free Upside app. Remember, use promo code CUTBACK. That's promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 on your first purchase. Stop compromising and start earning cash back on gas and food today with the free app from Upside.
As the war on Ukraine stretches into 6 months, the needs of displaced and refugee families continue to grow.
We cook on open fires, under shelling and bombs, just because if you don't, you will have nothing to eat.
Millions are still homeless, waiting for an end to the fighting so they can figure out what comes next. They remain in desperate need of essentials, including food. Since March, Food for the Poor and our ministry partners have shipped more than 10 million meals to displaced families. These meals have been distributed through pastors and refugee assistance centers throughout Ukraine and surrounding countries, and the help is gratefully received, but the need for food is ongoing. So will you please consider giving a generous gift right now? Each meal costs just 25 cents, so a little goes a long way. $50 will provide 200 meals. $150 sends 600. Please give your most compassionate gift now. Call 855-860-4673, 855-860-4673, or click the Help Ukraine banner at WAVA.com.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to the launch party of my latest Bible commentary, The Rational Bible, Deuteronomy. On Monday, October 3rd at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., come celebrate with me on a special day with complimentary access to the Museum of the Bible, my live radio show, an exclusive VIP gathering, and a dynamic main event where I'll be discussing The Rational Bible, Deuteronomy. Visit WAVAWAVA.com for all the details and to purchase your tickets today. That's WAVA.com.
Hey, folks, I want to remind you of something very important and very exciting, and that is, on the one hand, school is just ready. In fact, it's already in operation in some places, I'm sure, both in this area and around the country. But the good news is we still have a few of those half-price tuitions available for some of the academies and Christian schools here in the WAVA listening area. And we know that that gap is closing quickly. And maybe you've been praying about how could I get my child in one of these schools at a half price tuition. And we have several, as we say. You'll find them on the web. Click on that yellow school bus on the web. You can go there and find out what schools are available. But we're going to feature three of them the rest of this hour that still have a half price tuition, at least one or more available. Only requirement is it has to be a first time student, not already being enrolled or in the process of enrollment. So stay with us. We're going to share that with you right now. The Don Kroah Show, WAVA, excited to be able to again offer so many of you what you've taken advantage of in years past. That's half-price tuitions at one of the area's exciting and outstanding Christian schools, and there are a number of them. For case in point, Shabak Christian Academy, well-known, highly respected, operating, of course, as part of the ministry of First Baptist Church of Glen Arden under the great leadership of John Jenkins, and also joining us, head of school, Nicole McNeil, who we've spoken with in times past as well. Nicole, it's such an honor to welcome you back to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's start with, for folks who don't know, the rich history of Shabbat. How long has it been around, and what can you tell us about its history so far?
Shabbat Christian Academy is almost 25 years old. It's the school of the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. It's a part of the nonprofit arm of the church.
And how long have you been with them?
I am probably in my 13th or 14th year at this point.
And still counting and still going strong, right?
Absolutely. I try really hard not to count.
I understand that very much. Let's talk about what you and the folks at Shabbat really see as the elements of a good Christian education, academically but also spiritually. What are some of the elements that you think are so important to really educating a child properly?
Thank you for asking that question. We are, of course, committed to the academic growth of our students, but we recognize that the development of character is as important as the acquisition of academic content and skill. So we spend a lot of energy on discipleship for children. We want them to understand that God really loves them, that He endowed them with a set of gifts that are unique, and that it's up to them to use those gifts for the benefit of the kingdom. And so we spend a lot of energy designing experiences that allow them to walk their understanding of discipleship out.
What grades are you offering in general, and what grades might be available for this half-price tuition offer?
Shabbat Christian Academy serves children from 2 years old up through eighth grade. Our half-price tuition seats are in our middle school.
Now, what's the current enrollment of the school?
Our max capacity is 280 pre-COVID. We're currently sitting at 140. We capped our enrollment and in response to the pandemic. And now for the upcoming year, our target is to return to full enrollment.
Now, how did it all get started? What's a bit of the history of the school? You said it's 25 years. That's a quarter of a century, as a matter of fact. But how did it all begin?
The church launched its nonprofit, and so when it launched its nonprofit, one of the first departments that it opened was the preschool. Mm-hmm. And so Shabbat Christian Academy grew by department. We started serving preschool-age children, and then we grew up by grade levels over the course of time. And so we have been serving in this community for quite a while, and I believe we have an area of expertise in the handling of the development of young children.
As I understand it from reading a bit of your bio, you yourself are considered an authority on the application of brain research to organizational health. Talk about that and how that affects what you do at Shabbat.
There is decades of information now available about how children develop and how they acquire information and take information to mastery. That brain science causes educators to look at environment and experience, et cetera. And so I'll give you a prime example of the value of that. When we hit pandemic, we recognized that we were not just teaching school, we were teaching children. And we knew that we had to facilitate experiences now that will allow them to maintain health over time. And so what the brain science gives us is the understanding of the application of methods that make school healthy and safe and strong.
And that must have helped you adjust to all the disruption of COVID, right?
It absolutely did. We were able to maintain an environment that was safe. What is important, I think, is that our community was hit really pretty hard early in the pandemic, and our ministry took the process and the response to the pandemic very seriously. As the school of the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, we are very well resourced. So when you put those two things together, what we realized was that there were answers for us in the technology, there were answers for us in our understanding of children, there were answers for us in our programming. And because we were able to have access to, we understood what children needed, and we had access to resource, we were able to put in place procedures that kept our environment safe. And so we're at the point now where we have normalized the safety protocols and procedures, and we are using the lessons that we learned in the pandemic to enhance our programming.
I'm talking with Nicole McNeil. She's head of school at Shabbat Christian Academy on Brightseat Road in Landover, Maryland. You can find more information at their website, Shabbat, shabacca.org. And we'll give you an office number to call in a moment as well. Tell us a little bit more about your staff, your colleagues, and your fellow educational warriors, I'll call them, who are on the front lines every day.
That is exactly right. Our staff is this group of committed, dedicated individuals. We've been able to retain most of our staff in the face of all of these transitions. And so I like to believe that we are uniquely positioned. And so our staff is called to their work. And so as a result of that, we were able to come together and maintain really strong community, even in the face of challenge. And so they are this group of educators that are committed and creative, quite frankly. When we came into these challenges, we navigated the procedures, but we recognized that we couldn't just stay in chaos. And so we actually innovated in the face of challenge.
And what are you offering and what are you being able to return back to offering, not quite post-COVID, but we're moving in that direction, in terms of extracurricular activities, sports activities, et cetera?
Our athletics is all exploratory. And so on the other side of COVID, our goal is to ramp our athletics programs up in order to make them more viable and reach out to other schools and engage in competition. That is not a current reality for us. Our STEM aviation program continues. Our fine arts team thrived, actually, in the face of these challenges. We couldn't do live production, so instead we decided to make a movie. And so, you know, we couldn't do science fair, the regular science fair. Instead, we did a virtual science fair. So what we've been able to do is use the information and the technology available for us in order to innovate and still design experiences that were beneficial. On the other side of COVID, we intend to keep this very robust technology integration while we return to increasing face-to-face programming.
I have to ask you to back and talk about something that so impressed me in the years I was attending First Baptist, the STEM aviation program. I don't know of any other churches doing it. There may be, but tell us a little bit about that.
Our STEM aviation program is run by a retired admiral from the Navy, Admiral Arthur Johnson. He comes in and is able to not only do classroom instruction, we have a flight lab that has 10 flight simulators in it. Our students go out into the field. They're actually able to fly in aircraft and take the controls in private airplanes. He's been able to get us access to industry professionals while we were in virtual learning. Admiral Johnson was able to connect us to astronauts that were actually in space.
Wow.
And so what we've been able to do because of his ability to have connection, we've been able to bring abstract content into the experience of children in a very concrete way.
Are there any upcoming events or open houses that you'd like listeners to know about? Or if not, what should they do if families say, hey, we need to talk more about this with you directly? What should they do?
They should go ahead and call our school. And right now we're not doing traditional open houses. We are scheduling small face-to-face tours, et cetera, so that if families want to come in and get to know us, we are able to accommodate them in small numbers.
Is the number to call 301-583-5330?
Absolutely. That's perfect.
Nicole, again, a delight to talk with you. Thank you very much for this time we've spent together today.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Nicole McNeil, head of school, Shabbat Christian Academy, and they are on Brightseat Road in Landover. They're under the aegis and umbrella of the ministry of First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. Their website is Shabbat, S-H-A-B-A-C-H-C-A, shabacca.org, and that office number again is 301-583-5330. One more time, 301-583-5330.
What if you went from 10 years old to 25 years old in just a few years?
Okay, Ms. Creepy.
Like from Let's Play Dolls to I can't believe the stock market today.
Or like triple mac and cheese, please, to I'd like the triple double kale salad with beets, please.
Uncle Ryan says the value of people's homes have jumped like 15 years worth, lickety-split.
Uncle Ryan said lickety-split?
Most of our homes have made a decade or two type jump in value. Pretty much lickety-split, like never before. Usually, people move homes when they gain that much value. But that's not happening either, because of how expensive homes are. Which is why cash-out refinances are a triple mac and cheese hot thing right now. Cashing out that newly spiked value to use for home updates, paying off debt, or just life. If you'd like to see your options, you'll never get any pressure from us at United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charge may be higher over life of loan.
Hi, Don Crow here. Here's a great success story. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Reynolds Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty Chantilly have been one of the top real estate companies in the area for 10 years in a row. When it comes to selling homes, there is no one better than Reynolds Empower Home Team. While other agents make big promises, Sarah and Debbie will guarantee in writing to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they will pay you the difference in cash. Now, they're able to do this because they already have the buyers. Over 15,179 buyers in their exclusive Buyers in Waiting program. They sold Peter and Cheyenne's home for over asking price with multiple offers and helped them get their dream home, beating out multiple other buyers. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Reynolds Empower Home Team right now at 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Virginia veterans, you've served your country proudly. Now we're proud to serve you at the Virginia Department of Veterans Services. We're here to connect you and your family with supportive programs and to help you claim benefits for disability compensation, education, health care, and more. These free services are available across the state through our network of 34 offices. Call 1-804-786-0286 to schedule an in-person or virtual appointment today.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
This report is sponsored by Amtrak. Right now, traffic is crawling on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. This will be northbound right before 410. It's due to the fallen tree that's only letting the left lane get by. Traffic is moving extremely slow from Eastern Avenue, and we're tapping the brakes on the George Washington Parkway southbound right after 123 for the accident that has the left lane blocked. Amtrak is hiring. Amtrak offers competitive compensation packages and comprehensive benefits programs to meet your needs. Your future rides with Amtrak. Careers.com at Amtrak.com. I'm David Hankins with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid. We'll see a nighttime low of 79. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sun, hot and humid. We'll reach a high tomorrow of 95. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and humid with a thunderstorm, the low 77. Wednesday will be very warm and humid with variable cloudiness, a couple of heavy afternoon thunderstorms. Storms could bring flash flooding and damaging winds. We'll reach a high of 89. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
I'm delighted to welcome once again Mike Gall. Mike is head of school at Christian Academy of Laurel in Laurel, Maryland, and it's a program we've talked about before through the years. Delighted to have him back. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me on your show today, Don.
Well, it's a privilege and to team up this way. For folks who don't know a whole lot about your school, tell us what grades you're offering this year and maybe what your current enrollment is.
We offer classes from a three-year-old program, a three-year-old pre-K program, all the way through eighth grade. Our school has been around since 1971, so we've been doing this for a long time now. We're 50 years now. And our current enrollment is about 165 students, and we're looking to keep growing as our numbers have continued to go up over the past few years.
Give us a little more details of the history of the school. How did it begin?
Our school began back in 1971. It existed a little bit before that as a daycare center, basically. And then they started to add the grades. Now, this is before my time, so I don't even know exactly. I wasn't even born yet. But the school continued to grow and add grades over the years until we got up to our present eighth grade as the highest end.
What are some of the strengths? What would you say are some of the strongest features about Christian Academy of Laurel?
Absolutely. A lot of our great strengths come from things that parents really are looking for, especially right now. They're looking for class sizes that are manageable. We don't like to always say that they're small class sizes because that gives a little bit of a wrong impression for some folks. They're manageable class sizes. They're class sizes that usually are somewhere between 12 to 15 to up to maybe 18 students in a classroom. And we try to limit that. And what we did this year, like in some of our classes, like first grade, we split it into two grade levels because we had so much interest in our first grade, our kindergarten. So we've had to open up second levels of each of those classes. So it's been really exciting to see this growth with our classes. Also, we have teachers who are, they have all their accreditations and everything that they need, their degrees, and they're also all born-again Christians. So they can talk with the students about their faith and how it affects their lives and how the students should approach that in their lives as well.
What kind of feedback, Mike, have you been getting through the years? Parents, you know, they say satisfied customers. Parents have said, look, at the end of the experience, this was a real asset to us and to our family. What kind of feedback do you get in that regard?
Yeah, we get that a lot. We hear a lot of parents who have gone on to high school, other places, and they're like, my student is excelling at this level. He's on the honor roll all the time. He's doing so well. She's doing so well. They bring us that feedback. We keep connections with a lot of our students even after they graduate. And the students that are here, even if they move on before their eighth grade year, so many parents just tell us how blessed they are by the experiences they have here at Christian Academy of Laurel. And, they give us such positive feedback and the relationships that we form with these families. And, we're getting more and more students. Their siblings are coming up, and some families have been here for a really long time between numbers of kids that they've had.
How has the COVID pandemic, how has it affected you, and how are you coming out of it now?
Yeah, so we had a little bit of a change there, of course, when we had to do an entire year in virtual classes, though we did have our pre-K and kindergarten classes in person that whole year with limited numbers, but every other class was virtual. But this year we've been here in person all year long, the kids are really excelling. Even the pandemic can't stop them. We're seeing still good achievement with our students and our test scores and how they're growing and learning.
You have given yourself and your family to this for a long time. Your staff has as well. As you look back over the years and continuing to the future, Mike, what have been some of the most satisfying things for you personally and for your staff?
Absolutely. The biggest thing is just watching the growth in these students. Some of them come to us and they may or may not have a faith background at all. And so many of them, how they give their lives to the Lord and how they change, and we can see that change within them, is so important. Beyond learning all the math and history and science that they do here, we love to see their faith grow. And that's part of what we do here is we talk about our faith regularly every day and work with them and learn, help them to learn how they can approach that and make it a big part of their lives, not just something that they do while they're here at school.
And not to indict any public schools, some are great, some are not so great, but my guess is that you may find students coming in out of the public school system who really have some catch up to do. Is that something that you found? And if so, what kind of a challenge is that for you and for the school and for the student?
Yeah, we do see that, and we especially have seen that this year as the students have come out of the pandemic. And, you know, we see that the students are struggling, but that's where our smaller, more manageable class sizes help a lot, because we can give a more individualized attention to the students. The teachers can work with them more one-on-one and, you know, really get into the heart of where it is they're struggling and how we can help them the best that we can.
Are there any events upcoming, open houses, have you gotten back to that yet, or any way in which you'd recommend that people hearing us right now, folks who want to follow up, say, hey, I want to come see your school, I want to sit down and talk with you, what should they do?
Yeah, so actually, you can call the school office at 301-490-1076 to find out more. And we also are doing in-person tours after school hours. Parents can come in. In fact, my office assistant was just giving a tour. I could hear her walking in the hallway giving a tour to a family just a few minutes ago. So we're doing that as well. That's, of course, on an appointment basis at this point, you know, doing the best we can. And we've had some great interest in that. Parents are coming in every week.
ChristianAcademyOfLaurel.org. And give us the phone number one more time.
Yes, it's 301-490-1076.
Great to talk with you, and I know you're going to have a great year ahead.
Thank you so much, Don.
Mike Gall, head of school at Christian Academy of Laurel, Maryland. And you can find all the information you need about them at ChristianAcademyOfLaurel.org. Stay with us. We have more to share here on this edition of the Don Crow Show.
Here's a recent customer call to AActionHomeServices.com.
I just always want to thank you guys for the work you've done for her. I'm grateful you've taken care of her. I just don't know what to say other than thank you.
As always, yeah, definitely appreciate that. We really get a lot of joy out of making people's lives, you know, less stressful or just more comfortable. We like to be around good people. You know, every once in a while where somebody says something nice about you, we get to, you know, go home feeling accomplished and energized for the next day.
It's AActionHomeServices.com.
As the war on Ukraine stretches into 6 months, the needs of displaced and refugee families continue to grow.
We cook on open fires, under shelling and bombs, just because if you don't, you will have nothing to eat.
Millions are still homeless, waiting for an end to the fighting so they can figure out what comes next. They remain in desperate need of essentials, including food. Since March, Food for the Poor and our ministry partners have shipped more than 10 million meals to displaced families. These meals have been distributed through pastors and refugee assistance centers throughout Ukraine and surrounding countries, and the help is gratefully received, but the need for food is ongoing. So will you please consider giving a generous gift right now? Each meal costs just 25 cents, so a little goes a long way. $50 will provide 200 meals. $150 sends 600. Please give your most compassionate gift now. Call 855-860-4673, 855-860-4673, or click the Help Ukraine banner at WAVA.com.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Liberty University is celebrating its 50th anniversary. That's half a century of helping students like you see their dreams realized. So no matter what your goal is, we have the expertise to help you get there. With over 450 degrees from the associate to the doctoral level to choose from, most of which are 100% online, you'll find what you need to succeed. To discover which degree might be the best fit for you, text DEGREE to 49595. That's DEGREE to 49595.
Dad, why do your toenails look like that?
Hey, it's James, and if you're like me and suffer from toenail fungus, please pay close attention. Let's face it, toe fungus is embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off and hid my ugly toes from everybody. But nail fungus isn't just a cosmetic problem. It can also be dangerous. Even a small spot can spread and get worse. But no matter what I tried, it seemed like my fungus would never go away. Then I discovered Crystal Flush, the new and different FDA-registered at-home treatment. This unique two-step system flushes out fungus at its source and reverses damaged nails. Finally, me and thousands of others are free from fungus, and you can be too. Call now, and for a limited time, you can try Crystal Flush risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-354-1862. That's 800-354-1862. Eliminate your toe fungus once and for all, guaranteed. Call now, 800-354-1862, or visit crystalflush.com.
Parents and grandparents like you can save half on Christian school tuition on WAVA.com. There are 7 schools available all over the greater Maryland, Virginia area. There's no catch. Save half on tuition for the upcoming fall 2022, spring 2023 school year. Currently featuring Christian schools in Landover, Glendale, Arlington, Laurel, Crownsville, and Frederick. Go to WAVA.com and click on the school bus display. Half-priced Christian school tuition at WAVA.com.
Right now, I'm happy to welcome Michelle Walker, Advancement Director for Rockbridge Academy, located in Crownsville, Maryland. Michelle, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to talking about Rockbridge.
Well, thank you so much for having me on today.
Talk about the uniqueness of Rockbridge itself, how it may differ or set itself apart in terms of its approach to education versus perhaps other schools.
Absolutely. The ultimate goal of Christian education is to bring out what God has put into the child. But no other educational system, we believe, other than classical Christian education, really looks at starts at the philosophy of the importance of teaching the children from the youngest age through young adulthood how to think from a Christian worldview and then be able to articulate that. Having teachers that your child respects and loves and are echoing what you're saying at home is priceless, and we consider it a huge privilege to partner with these parents looking at their child distinctly and individually. Using the classical method, we are looking at the natural learning stages of each child. And I could go on and on. I've been in education for 20 years, and 8 years ago when I came to Rockbridge Academy, I felt like I came home as an educator, and I finally understood and saw how God wants us to be looking at these students and drawing them to Him through education.
Talk about the progressive aspects that you've alluded to there of the classical education, how it does differ and moves according to certain stages that are more relevant to the child at a given age, right?
Right. So you have 3 stages. We refer to them as the trivium. The grammar, or some might call it the elementary stage, is where we build a strong foundation of faith and knowledge. And they observe and remember all of these new things. All of us want to have that young brain back that can pick up language so quickly. And but we just harness that, and we ask them to memorize the facts and math and use the grammar tools. And they learn the grammar of science and math and history by singing and chanting, and they think they're playing all day long, but they are just thriving and finding inspiration in their God-given potential at that particular stage, at that grammar stage, to memorize all those things. In these earliest years, they're focused and they're listening and they're working with diligence and honoring God. They're learning to love learning, and that partnership that we see with parents, we hear over and over again from parents how thankful they are that their students are coming home loving to learn, and it's not a burden to them. It is something that they enjoy.
What grades are you offering, and how many students currently are enrolled?
Well, we started out 25 years ago with around 25 students, and today we have 365. And we are looking at the fall to be between 380 or 390 students. This is kindergarten through 12th grade. We have an average teacher to student ratio in our upper school of 6 to 1. So you're really looking at individualized instruction with a high level of excellence.
This particular half-price tuition, is it in one particular area, age-wise or grade-wise?
We do. We're offering 5 tuitions, I believe, in second grade, in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. That might have changed. I actually need to look on the website.
I understand.
Please forgive me. But, you know, that's the value that a Christian family is getting there. We would just be thrilled to partner with them if they are looking for that integrated approach of looking at every subject through a Christian worldview.
We'll give more information, folks. We'll give you a website and so forth in a moment. But talk about your staff. That is so critical to any Christian academy or school of any sort. That really is the backbone of Christian education and ministry, I know. What can you tell us about your staff?
Absolutely. We first and foremost ask 2 things of all of our staff member. Number one, that they love God and are willing to speak of that freely in front of their students and to their students' families. And number 2, we ask them to love what they teach in front of their students. So what that creates is a classroom where students want to come and learn from their teachers. We have many in our upper school who have advanced degrees and their doctorates in their areas of expertise. So again, coupling that love of learning along with a high level of excellence, we have students who can articulate well their love of learning and also their faith as young adults.
What about extracurricular activities, also the arts and sports, that sort of thing? What is offered there?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, we have a lot of really hardworking families, so we do offer before and after care for parents who are in the workforce, and we also offer Suzuki strings for those younger thriving musicians. In the middle and upper grades, there are service clubs and science clubs and music clubs. We have choir and orchestra, art. As far as sports, there in both middle and high school, we have teams in soccer, cross country, lacrosse, basketball, baseball. I'm forgetting one. Swimming. And we have a high rate of students who participate in sports. Over 80% of our upper school students are involved in some type of sport throughout the year. So we really do encourage the whole student to engage and be involved.
Do you have any open houses or any kind of activities where you're going to be offering those as times for folks to visit? Or if not, what should listeners do who say, I'd really like to sit down and see the school, talk with you or others there at the school? What should they do?
Absolutely. Listeners are welcome to call the school or go ahead to our website. It's www.rockbridge.org. There's a ton of information there, but on the admissions link, they can go ahead and schedule a phone call or schedule a tour with our admissions director, Julie Marsh. She is great and really loves walking families through the process of seeing if this is where they would like to see their child continue their education.
We know in the secular world, in the secular culture educationally, there seems to be a lot of intentional keeping parents out of the mix. Some sad stories, of course, throughout the country, certainly over here, even in Virginia and perhaps Maryland mm-hmm. as well. Historically, Christian schools and academies such as yours really foster and encourage parent involvement, don't they? What can you tell us about that at Rockbridge?
Well, and we really consider it a partnership, again, that we are echoing what the parent is already instilling at home. And there just is not an attitude by the school saying that we know what's best for the child. We believe God has given each child to their parents, and we prayerfully as a school come alongside each family to help them train and raise up future leaders for the next generation.
Last question for you for sake of time, Michelle. What would you say is for you the most rewarding part of what you do or what you've done through the years? 20 years, I think you said.
Well, specifically, the part that I, for the last 3 years as advancement director, I have seen the school community come together, and we have recently moved to a new campus. We were able to purchase and have this new campus by God's grace. Seeing God's provision through God's people and seeing a community come together believing through the last three years when times have been so uncertain, but to come together and say, God is doing this and we believe and want to be a part of it. That is truly an inspiration. And it's my honor to advocate for students and for the staff and faculty here, but more importantly, to proclaim what God is doing here is a pleasure.
That's exciting. It's a delight to talk with you. We'll repeat the website and so forth. But thank you, Michelle. And I trust that everybody there at Rockbridge will have a fantastic year ahead.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you for what you are doing to speak up for the Christian community.
Michelle Walker, Advancement Director for Rockbridge Academy. They are at 680 Evergreen Road in Crownsville, Maryland. The phone number for their office is 410-923-1171. That's 410-923-1171. And, of course, the website, as she mentioned, is rockbridge.org. www.rockbridge.org. And if you want more information and you want to talk to somebody here at WABA about it, call our general sales manager, David Howard, at 703-807-2225. He'll be happy to talk with you as well. And don't forget, you can go on the website. You can apply for any of these tuitions that are available, Rockbridge's or several others that are there in different schools at WAVA.com.
Had to cut back recently? Well, then listen up. The free Upside app wants to get you back to living your best life by getting you cash back on gas and food. It's time to stop compromising. Go grab dinner with friends, stock up at the grocery store, and fill up your tank without worrying about high gas prices. You shouldn't have to cut back just because of inflation. Stop compromising and start earning cash back. The free Upside app is here to help get you back to enjoying your everyday life, worry-free. Download Upside and start earning cash back on gas and food today. Download the free Upside app and use promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 on the free Upside app. Remember, use promo code CUTBACK. That's promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 on your first purchase. Stop compromising and start earning cash back on gas and food today with the free app from Upside.
Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular 9-day Mediterranean cruise? Join Alistair Begg in August 2023 to renew your vision, purpose, and connection with Christ as Alistair powerfully unpacks God's Word. Explore the biblical landscapes Paul encountered as he shared the gospel along breathtaking cliffside villages. Simply call 855-565-5519 or visit deeperfaithcruise.com for all the details.
WAVA is 30 years old. Many of you have been listening to WAVA for 30 years. Others of you joined us sometime during these past 30 years of WAVA. Thank you for your support of 30 years of WAVA, broadcasting from the nation's capital out to the greater D.C. area and to the world. WAVA, promoting the Word of God, reminding people of God, helping everyone to refocus their life in Jesus Christ. Happy anniversary to WAVA.
Are you looking for a trusted, experienced, and reliable agent to sell your home? Hi, Don Crow here. That's why I love referring Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Reynolds Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty Chantilly. For some time now, you've been hearing me talk about Sarah and Debbie Reynolds and the track record they've developed through the years, and in light of that, I strongly suggest that you call Sarah and Debbie first. And here's why. They already have the buyers, and your home may be already sold. They sell three times faster and for an average of $30,500 more when compared to other agents. And they'll guarantee in writing to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll pay you the difference in cash. just as they did for Andrew in D.C., who was thrilled with the Reynolds Empower Home Team results. Need more proof? Call today, 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD. Again, 844-881-SOLD. Or just visit them at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Parents and grandparents like you can save half on Christian school tuition on WAVA.com. There are 7 schools available all over the greater Maryland, Virginia area. There's no catch. Save half on tuition for the upcoming fall 2022, spring 2023 school year. Currently featuring Christian schools in Landover, Glendale, Arlington, Laurel, Crownsville, and Frederick. Go to WAVA.com and click on the school bus display. Half-priced Christian school tuition at WAVA.com.
Hey, it's Norm with A-Action Home Services here. Our professional and courteous plumbers are standing by, ready to help you today. So give us a call at 703-922-1900.
This week on Insight for Living.
I think the Spirit of God has the power to alter the emotional battles within us and to erase the scars that men and women have put on us. The Spirit of God has within His power a healing, a balm that can bring relief.
Listen to the Bible teaching of Chuck Swindoll weekdays on Insight for Living.
Weekdays at 2:30 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. on WAVA.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on Radio.com.
Life-changing talk radio. You're listening to 105.1 FM. Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.